This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Favorite guest here, Mark Affney, usually every couple of weeks, and we also have our co-hosts, John W. Spring and Simon Davis, and we're going to deal with, hopefully we fixed up the sound level so they can hear Mark when he's speaking. Yesterday, apparently, when we were on with our other guest yesterday, Greg Gathen, the guest volume was not loud enough for our co-hosts to actually listen to. They wanted to be able to hear so they can actually raise good questions so we can actually hear them. I want to actually open up some things here that are a whole range of issues. There's so much news going on, we can compress the news into, 10, 12 hours, but we can actually, deal with the highlight of the main issues here. Before we get into the name of your book is called Deep History and the Ages of Man, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, you're going to write a new book, and you've actually made some new discoveries, apparently. You told me before the show today that in South Africa they've discovered some areas of some inside pools of water, off away from the ocean, where the water's warmer and there's mollusks there that ordinarily would exist several thousand miles north of it. So obviously, Africa was shoved south when the pole shift happened by, roughly 1,700 miles, let's say. Same thing on the other side of the Earth. North America was shoved southward, and South America, so the area that we call Antarctica, before the last pole shift, the major pole shift, which occurred. And I'm going to estimate that pole shift occurred, let's say, 42,000 years ago, okay? I'm just putting a number. I'm not saying an absolute number. But let's say it's 42,000 years ago because of some of the things they found in the rocks. But let's say it's 42 or 35, whatever. That the reason why the Nazi Germans were doing it, because the ancient societies had passed information through their secret orders, that they wanted to discover what were found in the ancient temples called Neuschwabenland. Neuschwabenland was actually a continent, a large area, probably the size of, of Australia, at the tip of South America, that would have a much more moderate climate, and when the pole shift happened, it was shoved south and became actually the continent of Antarctica. Antarctica was actually a populated climate with animals, humans, and temples on it, and when it was shoved south, we have evidence underneath the ice shelf, there's plants that are warmed up by the under-oceanic volcanic water, that they live there, they're actually subtropical. We have evidence that there's ancient temples out there. I found from my classified sources. That's why the Germans are down there trying to figure out what was there, because they know also not only the temples there, they know that the ancient people that were there were interacting with alien craft and alien beings some many thousands of years ago, long before the Bible talks about Adam and Eve. Neuschwabenland, which is why you see the Nazis were down there, they knew that there was ancient secret orders like the Tool Society that were aware of this. And which is really interesting because there's been roughly 2,000 pole shifts since the Earth was started 5 billion years ago. And that means the crust of the Earth has slid on the mantle like a Georgia peach. And it's not like a regular superquake alone. It moves, it takes roughly, God show me, 2 months, roughly. 2 months, maybe 2 minutes a week. And it means it's a slow slide or rumble when it happens. And the best thing to tell in certain places, like I told Greg Catton yesterday, where he's living on the inside of the Continental Divide at 10,900 feet, and he lives where the temperature, even at night, drops to, say, in the high 60s, it's not freezing cold, because he's right on the equator. That's why it's called Ecuador, because it's on the equator. But the main thing he's going to notice is the star signs are going to change. Now, if you're living directly on the coast, you're going to see things like, some minor, major superstorms, tsunamis, waterworks open up, land go down or raise up. For example, the land of Louisiana and Alabama was going to go underwater, just like these latest storms that went there and destroyed the state of Alabama. If I was in Alabama, I'd get the hell out. I mean, and these other, because eventually when the earth changes occur, which I think is not far off, I think the globalists have kind of remotely viewed, and they have a thing called this, what's called this giant cube system they use for supercomputer remote viewing into the future, and they can't see beyond 2024 because that's the end of their deal. Now, it's my feeling, and we've got this About 13 years ago, when you were on the show talking about the 9/11 mystery plane and your Black 9/11 book, which came out later, about the inside job of 9/11. But you're a very curious guy, which is a neat writer. You actually start doing research, and we actually tracked down a geological engineer in Illinois that actually talked about the deep water cycles of the Earth from Ringwoodite. It turns out all the water on Earth is not from asteroids that came in, but it's actually from the mantle rock actually releasing nascent water after the nuclei are shaken. And when they shake the nuclei, the water that's generated nascent water lowers the melting point of magma, and magma drives all the earthquakes on the planet. And if there's a big surge in it, it'll cause a pole shift. Just like if you heat up a St. George peach, you can slide the skin on without actually tearing the skin. Pretty cool. So now that we've discovered that new one, I think you said you're going to write a new book with some new chapters on deep history and the ages of man coming up next, right? It's an update book, including the evidence.
A second edition,
yeah. So that's what's coming. So in other words, we have to accept the fact that at some date, now I have a feeling that a couple of antecedent facts that happened, especially over the last 100 years, have gone from two, like a north and south pole to two north poles are moving magnetically very quickly and two south poles. And we're seeing some very strange things. The actual human resonance, the Earth's frequencies are raising in frequency but decreasing in polar strength. There's a lot of weird stuff happening to the actual geomagnetic field because the actual nuclear reaction of the Earth generates that Schumann resonance field that protects the Earth from incoming radiation, like cosmic rays and X-rays. So the Earth actually has what's called an engine that drives an antimatter shield against radiation coming in Earth and against ultraviolet light in space, and that's weakened. So in other words, one of the things that's happening that everybody can notice is that if you go out in sunlight in the middle of the day, you can get a sunburn or skin cancer very easily now, right?
Well, so do you agree, Doctor, that have you seen evidence that the UVC, the third form of UV light that's most dangerous, is actually getting down to the surface?
Yes, it is. That's my point.
Okay. I haven't seen evidence here, but some people are reporting that.
I've heard from multiple sources, including people inside NASA, so I have reports of that, okay? So here's my point. Now I want to tie this back to the other behavior, because you got to understand, if you want to get into the mind of the twisted people that are running the world, such as we call the communists or the globalists, you have to understand, they think they're doing the right thing, even if they get rid of most of us, because they want a portion of humanity to survive, i.e. them, or their selected ones. And you have to understand, the world leaders are not normal humans. They're people that are physically and spiritually indwelt by Draco Reptilian spirits. So they're basically possessed by the Draco Reptilian. So people have to understand, when we talk about an alien invasion, it happened thousands of years ago. After the fall of Noah, the spirits of these disembodied ones got into our world leaders and started to literally drive the world towards catastrophe, which, you know, things like going back to Semiramis and Nimrod. Semiramis and Nimrod were good examples of the possession. The latest would be Hillary Rodham Clinton and Joe Biden. These are snake people. They're basically people of clay and iron. Now, a lot of people find that hard to believe. I said evil, and I'm going to make this very clear. It's an equation. Evil is exoplanetary and transdimensional. And when you understand evil does good and evil, for example, if you look at the secret order, for example, people think the U.S. Constitution is based on biblical principles. No. It's based on luciferic oppositional principles of power. If you want control in a corporation run by people that are self-interested, you have to have oppositional control of them so you can make them behave themselves because you have, you know, a carrot and a stick. Okay, that's how things work if you're a luciferic controller. Satan knows that about human beings. If they're not driven by the Spirit of God and by the empathy to each other, you have to have the carrot and stick approach or you can't do what you want. So in other words, almost all the good works on Earth are done by the same secret orders as all the evil works. And when people don't understand that, when they hear some good works done, say, by the United Nations or the World Economic Forum or whatever, yeah, but they do all the evil, too. So they want to achieve a specific goal. The goal may not be something you can understand, but it's something they think they perceive they have to do. So when you start understanding that, you'll see, for example, although Trump was not in the big swamp, he's in a smaller swamp. He's still pushing vaccines, and he should know better from watching his friend Tucker Carlson and others, to stop the hell, and even Flynn tried to get him to stop at the Alabama conference. So you have to understand that virtually all our politicians, to some extent or another, whether it's a major or minor, they've been manipulated. That means that you need to work local. You need to actually survive locally. You can't just survive. If I can get it eventually through to Trump, he's going to get a mono talk from Dr. Deagle. But he needs to publicly disallow, like he's already said, like Alex has said, even on his show, the push toward vaccines. Now, why are they doing this? Because the vaccines are the way to try to interface with human consciousness, 5 and 6G, so eventually that's the mark of the beast. Oh, no, it's not the mark of the beast, Dr. Diggle. You have to fill in and give it. Look, when a part of your brain called VMAT2 dies, you are now a zombie. And you're going to be driven by your own personal drives, sex, food, whatever. And at that point, you'll give yourself over to the system. The system is the devil. Look at the U.S. country, the way the country's at. 700, you know, bases and weapons and all our veterans going over to countries just because they ordered them. Like, look at George Bush. The fraud of sending them to Iraq. There's no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They had them look like an ice cream truck in Iraq. And then Susan Rice is out there and they have this General Powell. I call him Powell. I changed him to look on General Bowell. Instead of Powell, he was full of shit. How's that? Better term, eh? General Powell. Oh, not even General Bowell, full of shit. Said they have weapons of mass destruction. So we've got to invade a country and kill all the people and take over Baghdad. Really? And then put bioweapons in there. There you go.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com.
For the bumper. So what you're saying is that Mark Milley was appointed by Trump in 2018. So it's kind of a mini swamp that's controlling.
I don't think that's correct, if I may interrupt. I think he was appointed in 2015 during the Obama administration.
No, that's true, 2015, but in 2018 he was there. He was appointed in Obama, but he was reappointed in 2018 by Trump. That's what I'm trying to say.
He can't possibly have been there since 2015 because, as chairman of the Joint Chiefs, you're limited to 4 years.
Right. He was just in a committee there. It was actually the Joint Chiefs head was 2018 with Trump. I mean, he may have been on the committee or there, you know, in the group of eight, but he wasn't the head of it. Now, here's the key.
Yeah.
We have a compromised Joint Chiefs of Staff that basically would say, if we think we're going to attack you, we'll give you notice you can attack us. Is what he basically said. And Nancy Pelosi made a crazy statement. You think Trump's going low rogue 2 days after the so-called Capitol Hill thing, where they set it up, and there's let 600 people in and waved them in to come in, and only about 20 or 30 actually broke through doors and windows to try to go in there. They didn't even have weapons. And that lady that was a former Air Force pilot basically got killed from San Diego. So there was no attempt to take over the Capitol building or arrest anybody. It was to actually protest things, and then I think some of the people actually took away some hard drives. I think they may have stolen some hard drive data. That's about it. But there was no attempt to either destroy anything. The whole thing is a fraud.
The whole thing is a complete red herring. It's a distraction because Nancy Pelosi was talking as early as October, before the election, that the military had assured her that Trump would be escorted out of the building.
Well, here's what I want you to make the statement, because this ties back to Mark Gaffney today. what happened is the blackmail that was done with Milley and with Nancy Pelosi was to make sure that Trump knew he had lost control of the parts of the armed forces and the strategic command for the nuclear football. And therefore, they basically said, we're going to blackmail you out of office. You can't dispute the fact of the stolen election, so you better leave quietly and shut the hell up. That's what they basically did, right? Can you expand on that?
Sorry, is that a question for Simon or a question for
me? That's a question for you, Simon. I want you to make that statement before we go back to Mark, because I want us to tie into the globalists and what they're doing here on the global level, too. But I believe that's what happened. And basically, they, in a sense, you know, deep-stated Trump, who was already being manipulated by them and was still making statements of how he wants the vaccine glory, but they were actually in the background stabbing him in the back right since the moment he was actually in the White House. They've been doing this stuff all along.
Yeah, but we know from Patrick Byrne's account of Trump's final days in the White House that it wasn't just the Democrats pushing him to go. It was actually his own staff, including Jared Kushner and Ivanka and the White House counsel, and some of the assistant White House counsel attorneys who were just telling him, you can't use the Insurrection Act, you can't appeal the outcome, you know, just have some dignity.
Why would Ivanka do that? Why do you think that she would do that?
I don't think that she was profiting from being in the with her father in the White House. Her business had been badly affected. It was clear that Jared was extremely involved with George Soros.
In fact, he had an office that was a very crummy office right beside the White House office for his father-in-law, and he was constantly in there to manipulate him, including even these peace accords and so on with North Korea he was working on, the one with Israel and everything. So Jared Kushner, behind the scenes, was working as a functionary extension of George Soros, right? He even bought the building from George called 666 Wilshire Boulevard, which is kind of like a Mark of the Beast number. And you have to understand that so that even his child's own daughter, in a sense, was with this compromised man, Jared Kushner, right? He even gave Jared Kushner's father a pardon for against criminal activities. You remember that? Donald Trump did.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Kushner's father seemed to have been correctly convicted of a serious crime. And you've got to remember that it was not just his son-in-law acting against him, but his niece, Mary Trump, publicly turned against him and has been making a large number of comments even in the last couple of weeks. So he really had nobody to turn to. His own son, Don Jr., is dating Gavin Newsom's ex-wife. I mean, you know, the whole organization was...
So Gavin Newsom's ex-wife is actually the current date for Donald Jr., Don Jr.'s current girlfriend. She also worked at Fox News, didn't she?
Kimberly Guilfoyle, that's correct.
Guilfoyle. She was a major broadcaster at Fox News, and she was actually the wife of Gavin Newsom.
That's correct.
Wow. So in other words, on every side, there was like A2 Brute. They should call it A2 Trumpe. What do you think?
But frankly, if Millie has been compromised or in some type of relationship with the Chinese going back to 2015, that's before Trump even took office.
Right. Okay. So now I want to get this in connected to Mark and what's called the end time stuff. Because, see, here's what I have three sources of information. I want to put this out to people. That's the first one I call the sewer net. And the sewer net is everything. Books, reports from people that come in from news broadcasts, and what I call the internet or in broadcasting videos. And so you might see a glass case with a germ in it, or a dead rat or a person that's, you know, just recently expired and bleeding, flowing down the sewer net, right? Then the second is classified. I have, because 27 years ago I became a government agent, I'm a spook. So I have spooky connections. I have people that connect to me on or after the show that are CIA, NSA, CENTCOM. And a lot of them, they won't commit themselves or come on the show, but they're terrified of what's going on because they know it's bullshit. It's wrong. In other words, they agreed to a certain amount of bullshit to be in whatever level they are in the agencies, but it's only the scum that gets to the very top. If you're not scummy enough and compromisable enough, you'll never get to the top of these agencies, the Department of Injustice or whatever. And so they tell me what's really going on. For example, I had Susan Lindauer on the show over a year and a half ago, and Barbara Honegger. Barbara's a CIA agent. She actually was trying to get me on the grand jury in New York over the last year. And as soon as Biden came in, she just stopped trying to get me to come on New York grand jury to provide the evidence. Now, I recently sent her another update of my information about it, and I recently did my video last week on 9/11, all the toxicology and forensics and so on. So if you look at my hour-long video, you can see there's no doubt that this was not done by the Muslims or the Taliban or anybody else. It was done by us. We had contract with George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, Israeli nuclear agents to put bombs inside the World Trade Center. We have proof that there was probably a small cruise missile that struck the Pentagon, not a wide-body jet. There were jets that struck the World Trade Center towers, but they had people took photographs. They had pods underneath them, so they weren't commercial airline jets full of people. They were empty jets full of running remotely by with pods under them into the sides of the towers, which wouldn't have run them down. They're brought down by nuclear devices inside RDX and high explosive core. We have the proof of that. With the level of hydrogen and everything else, we have tons of isotope and integration besides the work I want to do, which is called dual neutron spectroscopy, because I have a background in nuclear physics as well, as medicine, etc. So what we have is a situation where George Bush Jr. came out with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and they had a real deal here over the weekend talking about 9/11, remember? And Bush is trying to make a return back into the glory of the globalists because he wants to kiss her ass. That's what's going on here, right?
Oh, okay. Now, are you going to have your main guest?
Yeah. I want Mark on here in a second here, Mark. So, Mark, I want you to tie this into the fact that the Earth changes are coming real soon. And so we're on break from Genesis, but I want you to kind of lay out what you think, how you can get.
And many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gold medalist Michaela Maroney is among top Olympic gymnasts testifying in regards to the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. He's the former USA Gymnastics team doctor who was convicted of abusing many young female athletes over many years. North Korea is continuing to test long-range cruise missiles.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is promoting his new vaccine mandate. Biden meeting with a group of business leaders at the White House and saying vaccine requirements work. He insisted it will help beat the pandemic while aiding the ongoing economic recovery. The Biden plan requires companies with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations. Some Republican-led governors have vowed to challenge any vaccine mandates in court. California Governor Gavin Newsom survives his recall election.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline Biotin Plus and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
the pandemic, and they decided to let the people go back to Belt and Road nations in the West, but they wouldn't let people from Wuhan that were vaccinated go to other parts of China. So the Chinese finally figured out by the fall of 2019 that their vaccine program was the start of the plague. They were actually preparing for a biological weapons against America and the West because they were going to lose market. And what was going on, because the business markets were pulling corporations from China like crazy. They're going to Vietnam and Japan and all kinds of other Asian nations over there and pulling them out of China. And China was in the sense of collapsing in terms of corporations and businesses because of Donald J. Trump. And they decided, well, we'll just go get them. We can't deal with them on a nuclear level. That's impossible. For example, I'll give you an example of how long the major cities of China would exist if they started a nuclear war with their space-based weapon systems, their land-based systems, their nuclear submarines. The large cities in China with all the global communists and their billionaires would last about 11 minutes. And they'd all be vaporized into a vapor cloud. So the only way they can attack us is financially or with bioweapons, and then they would think that if they made an antidote for themselves, they could release it on us, and then they would actually move a lot of the Chinese to Argentina or California or other places where their own ecology is destroying. I mean, basically with the expansion of the Gobi Desert and the loss of food, that's where they're taking over islands in the Pacific, and whether it's islands in the territories of the Philippines about, you know, and near Hawaii, they're taking over all these islands because that's where fish exist, in the waters around islands. So what I'm trying to tell you here is they want the fear of a nuclear war to drive more controls of the population, just like they want the fear of the virus to drive the vaccine programs. The whole issue is drive the fear virus and get the chips in us. Eventually, if they get enough vaccine, if they need to get enough what's called 102 toxin, luciferase, and this graphene oxide, They can turn on 5 and 60 and then send a beam directly to your head if they know where your cell phone is, because it'll be a law that you can carry your cell phone to, for tracking. So they know exactly where you are, just like in Australia. And they can send a beam directly to you, try to interface directly with your cortex. Well, I know the science is not advanced enough for them to do that. You need a handband or a helmet, and you can't directly interact. You can affect their rage control or drive center, so you can make them very fearful or angry or whatever, but you can't transfer consciousness directly to them. They're delusional. But they think that they're going to get away with this because they're at this hard time period where in 2024 they're going to lose control. So what I'm saying here now is that the globalists are panicking over this, and they want to think, how could, that's why you look at Biden. When he fails in Afghanistan, he comes back and does, you know, vaccine mandates, and then his health minister, this Indian guy, is saying he's going to do absolute mandates, you know. You know the Walmart just announced this morning that you can't go to Walmart stores after November 1st unless you have a vaccine passport? You can't go in a Walmart store after November 1st unless you have a vaccine passport. What do you think of that?
No.
So there's not going to be nuclear war. That's a delusion. If they start a nuclear war, it'll be over in 2 hours. And what happens is... I would say 95% of the U.S. population would be dead or dying in the next few weeks, and the same with the rest of the world. And then the nuclear effects of it on the climate will cause a nuclear winter almost immediately. And the survivors, if they're very, you know, they're good, you might be, on the total planet, you might have as many as 5 million people survive the global collapse of the economy from 7.5 to 8 million billion people down to maybe 5 million. It's not going to be a large number of people are going to survive it, because you have to have power, food, lights, everything. And if you don't have a nuclear winter, you have to have no infrastructure and no economy. You got to start right back from scratch, just like, you know, after the last pole shift, where people basically had very advanced technology that was in the books that Nikola Tesla got, and those books basically were passed on to the library in Alexandria and later given to Nikola Tesla's father, who was a Greek Orthodox monk, and given to Tesla because this guy is a super genius, right? So he invented all these technologies, including alternating current and power generators and all these things. And then the book he had was called The Frequency of the Orbs. It was written in ancient Atlantean, and the language was back 35,000 or 40 years ago. People need to understand these. The secret orders all know this. I was a Phi Rho Sigma before I went into medicine, and all the people in Phi Rho, especially when I was talking to the dean of medicine, the head of hematology, they're telling me all kinds of stuff about the ancient Atlanteans. They knew all about it because only the secret orders know this stuff. They're inside the religions, they're inside politics, they're inside medicine. The secret orders, just like in ancient Egypt, they were the ones that controlled the pharaoh. That's why the name of the next pharaoh was supposed to be Moses, because he wasn't a dumbass. He was not genetically, you know, indwelt, you know, inbred so much that they were stupid and physically deteriorating from inbreeding. And so they wanted Moses to be the next pharaoh because they knew that if they could control Pharaoh, Moses, he would actually be great, because Moses means the next pharaoh. Do you know that? That's what his name means.
Yeah.
It's like Tutmosis means the next pharaoh. It would be the pharaoh under Moses, okay? I mean, Tutmosis means the... So people need to start grasping this. So I want you to kind of integrate that into the picture, because I think when I hear people are going to be fearful we're going to have a nuclear war, it ain't going to happen. The powers that be are... And we also have Galactic Federation interference. You know the Galactic Federation will stop nuclear war? They've already told that to me, and actually told my colleagues. The head of NORAD, Colonel Lynn Wills, told me the actual many episodes where the Galactic Federation actually interfered directly. Aliens, our affiliate aliens of Earth, they're good people, stopped us exchanging nuclear weapons many times that we would have blown ourselves to shit. Now, they're watching to see if you want to look at aliens, like Tucker Carlson talking about aliens. They're watching us like a hawk to make sure we don't start a nuclear conflict.
Dr. Deagle, I really have several comments to make. I think
go ahead and make them. Go, that's important. Go ahead. Because I want people to get the big picture here.
The
main thing right now, we're moving toward the mark of the beast is what we're heading toward right now, is what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Okay. The most immediate one related to what you've just been talking about, I cannot entirely agree with, and I'll tell you why. The letter that was written by General Mark A.
Milley.
Milley.
Yeah.
In that letter, at the end of the letter, he had the signatory of people representing practically every branch of the armed services except the U.S. Coast Guard. But what concerned me, Dr. Deagle, was that he had the signature of the person in charge of Space Force. Now, the reason that that concerns me is because if indeed the leader of Space Force is loyal to Biden.
Let me cut you off there right away. You got to understand, well, you can raise those issues, but you see, the thing that's unique about Deagle compared to other broadcasters and so on, I have that third level of information. I can test it and pray to God, and he will actually show me visions and facts. Here's the fact is that Joe Biden controls a small part of this fake kind of Pentagon and the fake Joint Chiefs of Staff, and that the nuclear football is neither in the hands of Joe Biden or Trump right now, okay? That he does not control, Joe Biden does not control the Space Force. He does not control the nuclear Navy. He does not control any of the Marines, which is why the Marines are around and protecting around the White House and so on in the Capitol area. And also cleaning out the underground facilities. They've got all kinds of sacrificial chambers and everything under there. People have to understand, if you knew it was under there, you would vomit, okay? So when you raise these issues, you have to understand, Deagle has all, not some of the answers, they have all of them. What's going on now is having a cleansing of Earth. The deep state is not just one or two people. It's infiltrated in every religious and political system on Earth. And to get rid of it, it's like removing a tumor with metastases freaking everywhere. And parts of that, and that what God's doing is he's actually polarizing us to the point where the military knows, for example, do you know there are up to 2 million Chinese waiting to invade America? 2 million. And they're just waiting for an order from, say, Joe Biden or someone to say, hey, come on in. And the military are going to have to fight them, because if those 2 million come in here, the first people to die will be the heads of the military that were compromising or, you know, doing screwy things with either Donald Trump before or Joe Biden now. They'll be the first to be executed. They're like the brown shirts. So you have to understand here what's going on here is a multi-level chess game, and that's what's happening. So I want to get into it. Now we're going to go back. I'm going to hear from Mark, because I want him to say, you know, the Earth's changes are driving this. That's what's driving it all, because the globalists are out of their freaking mind, and they don't know what to do next to get control of us before the Earth's changes happen, and they go to their underground cities, like the movie Time Machine.
Very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly,
raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
Cyborg of the New World Order. So I totally agree. There was no weapons used against North Korea and China. Okay, Mark, I want to hear in this last segment here your comments, Mark Gaffney, because I think people need to tie this to the ages and what's going on, because I started having these visions about 13 years ago. I told you about them. I had more and more and more, and then I started getting tracked down scientists, and so I started putting the little pieces together. You wrote a book called Deep History and the Ages of Man, which you have up for a number of years now. And you're going to make a new update. What people need to understand, it's the last number of months and the last few weeks, actually, that I contacted Mark, Greg Catton, that I contacted other people, like even the thing from the kill shot with Major Dames, that it narrows it down to the fact in April of 2024 is when the big terminal event happens that knocks out the New World Order. The New World Order ends in April 2024. Now, my feeling is, and everything I see tells me it's going to be a kill shot from the sun. And when that happens, the solar storm is going to actually knock out satellites that control the mind net and the control of all of the, if you want to call it, internet commerce and everything else. So that system, the New World Order thing, which is a digital thing, it's not a nuclear war danger or the danger of biological weapons, because even when they made this coronavirus, it was less lethal than even the regular flu. But they had to blow it up and scare the hell out of people to take the stupid vaccines. And the vaccines now, the new versions that are emerging, are more deadly, especially when your immune system has been suppressed by the vaccines. So your comments, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to send you the information. You need to get a look at this book by two scholars, Stephen Endicott and Edward Hagerman, Secrets from the Early Cold War in Korea, The United States and Biological Warfare, published in 1998. Extremely persuasive arguments that they get. Okay, let me information you can look at. Okay.
Yeah. Let me explain something to you. I'm a bioweaponeer. I worked in deep inside the government, so I know what's going on in terms of the intel. But they also have supernatural sources. America could not release these bioweapons because it couldn't control them against their own troops. When they were created, the AIDS virus. You know how they created the AIDS virus? They were trying to extract the lethal elements of the 1917 pandemic, and they did it at the BSL-5 facility in Long Island, New York, and the government at Fort Detrick. And what they did is they're actually trying to extract the specific thing that causes the damage that causes the people to die of the 1917 pandemic. And those genes that they extracted are the AIDS virus, okay? They realized they put them in the vaccines for hepatitis, and they gave them to people that were gay or people that were homosexual or people who were down in the places where they had blood sacrifice, like in Haiti. And that's how it spread. And it killed, I think, so-called 40 million people have died of AIDS. A lot of people in Africa still have it. The AIDS gene, 18 genes, are in the vaccines are put there by the Brisbane lab in Australia, inserted into the bat virus, was modified there in Australia, and then was later given to the Wuhan lab to be worked on by Dr. Lieber in Harvard. But you have to understand, the danger of bioweapons is that if you don't fully protect your troops or your people, you can't stop it from killing. And when it mutates, the new versions, whatever you had to protect you before doesn't protect you now. For example, if they thought they had partial protection with IgM4 for the coronavirus 19, which is not, I don't think is proven, it doesn't protect at all. In fact, it actually stops your immune system from recognizing the virus. And when the viral load grows, you got the 200 or more times virus in you by the time you have the new virus. Biological weapons are obsolete, okay? And they knew this years ago, and they tried it multiple times, like SARS-1 or MERS. I'm a bioweaponeer. I've been working in the area of biological weapons for decades, and I can tell you, I see no evidence that America was stunned enough. They did things to deforest the areas, and they dropped regular bombs, but there's no evidence that I know from my sources that there were ever biological weapons released by America against North Korea or China, ever. Because once they're released, they're not going to stop.
Yeah, but have you looked at the evidence? I'm going to send you this.
I've got tons of evidence. I got classified sources, okay? And the reason why I say this is you have to understand it's like a grass fire. You know when a grass fire stops? When it runs out of grass. That's humans. Okay? So what I want to do is I want to make it very clear this is a mind war. This is a war to use the fear of nuclear war, the fear of economic collapse, the fear of food shortages, for example. When Joe Biden is destroying crops, it's not because he's trying to make things better. He's trying to make sure that you are like an animal. You're going to be herded today. If you don't behave yourself, you're not going to have dinner next week because we have so much food. But it's only for those people who have taken the shot and have their vaccine passport. So when Walmart says now that he's given this edict to these corporations to say, if you don't have a vaccine passport, you can't get into the store to buy stuff, that's what's happening. It's already happening in Australia. It's happening in New Zealand. These are laboratories for it, and they want to do it to Americans, but we armed to the teeth. So the only way to get us is to make us starve to death, so even if we have guns, it won't matter. You follow me? That's what they're up to. And most Americans don't have a garden or a way of storing or even have food storage or even backup power. So if they turn off the lights and stores, the shelves are empty, of course you'll show up for the shot, even if it makes you into a cyborg. That's why I'm saying this is the final stages of the game here. It is not a war of nuclear weapons or biological weapons. It's a war for your mind and your soul. Your comments. Go ahead, John W. And I agree. I don't think there's any evidence of biological war. If there was, I would know because I'm a bioweaponeer, okay, because I have contacts inside and I've been working on this for decades.
Okay. There was one earlier comment that I wanted to make initially regarding General Milley.
Right.
During the Obama administration, I tried to reach the White House because I was fully aware of what was going on with the war against ISIS.
Right.
I was able to locate its very sophisticated underground headquarters. No one bothered to think where all of these trucks originated from or where they returned to along with all of the captured equipment from Iraq. But I was able to determine the location, but
Where was it located? In Iraq, right? Specific location.
The headquarters was located in northeastern Syria, which was once upon a time part of Iraq.
Right. Yeah, that's actually the part of Syria that was given over Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein is a CIA agent, by the way, recruited in the fall of 1958 by George Bush Sr. He's a CIA agent. People don't know that Saddam Hussein was CIA. Same as Tim Osman, otherwise known as Osama bin Laden. The CIA had been doing this, like brought the Pakistani ISI from India and from Pakistan into to subjugate the people of Afghanistan. This is all run by the global deep state and our so-called intel agencies. That's why the beast is America, period. The beast.
Okay. But here was the point that I wanted to make. I also tried to contact the Joint Chief of Staff at the Pentagon.
Right.
And I was just appalled. No response whatsoever. And yet some of these people were collected by Trump because he thought they would be such outstanding leaders on his staff.
Right.
And, of course, Milley was
No sign of disturbance on Trump. Even though in his son-in-law, you should know if he got his building bought by George Soros, he was compromised. I mean, Trump basically, he went from one big swamp to a mini swamp. And one of the things that I've heard Alex Jones say, and I agree with him totally on this, if Trump needs to disavow himself of the vaccines and the foolishness, because Trump allowed all these people in this Joint Chiefs of Staff, including Milley. It's not just Milley alone. There's other people there. And he was aware of this with the vaccine, with the theft of the election back in 2018, long before 2020. He could have put a stop on any kind of things like, you know, the software and the, in order to run any elections, but he didn't do it. You know, in other words, although he was competent in some levels, in other levels he was massively incompetent. And right now he still wants vaccine glory. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. Now, getting back to Milley for just one more moment.
Right.
In July of this year, 2021, he made a statement that the Taliban was had the upper hand in Afghanistan. But to the best of my knowledge, no report.
They did. That's kind of total BS. They had a small territory control in southern Afghanistan. They did not have any control in the north. And they didn't even have advanced weapons. I mean, it's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Right. He made the statement basically because they were preparing to surrender and hand it over to the Taliban. And with false information,
I think he's not only handing it to the Taliban. The Taliban are just a proxy. He's really handing it over to China. The Chinese are going to come in there and invest and get this lithium out of the mines and get the gold, oil and gas. Well, now they have oil and gas China if they put pipelines directly from Afghanistan directly to China, right?
Yeah, but the Pakistanis basically are now in control.
Right, but Pakistan now has got a very tight now link with China, which means the nations are on Ezekiel 38 and 39 are all forming. It says, behold, I'm against you, O chief minister of Bresak, Kula, Tubal, and Rosh. That means Russia is being pulled in by hooks into their jaws by this mess. And whether it's Putin or someone after him, Russia is going to be part of the cabal because they're arming Iran and all these nations, okay? Pakistan was armed by us. We armed them, and now they turned on us like this. That's part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing show. Thanks a lot, guys. Did a great job. Take care.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.